Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game released an advisory announcement regarding the Prince William Sound and Cook Inlet Area's 2023 Central Region Groundfish Fisheries Outlook containing emergency orders. The ADFNG annual advisory announcement provides a brief overview of the Prince William Sound area and Cook Inlet area commercial groundfish fishing opportunities for the 2023 calendar year. In order to land groundfish or halibut, an individual must possess a gear-specific valid commercial fisheries entry commission, interim use, or limited entry permit card. In addition, all vessels operating gear for groundfish must possess a valid fishery-specific area registration from the ADFNG. A vessel may be registered for only one groundfish registration area at a time and must check out of an area prior to registering for another area. Fishers, processors, and buyers must adhere to current statewide commercial groundfish fishing regulations available through a link on the story on our website at radiokenai.com. Cook Inlet area or Prince William Sound area registrations may be obtained in person from the ADFNG offices in Homer, Cordova, Anchorage, Soldotna, and Kodiak. A fisher must possess the appropriate CFEC permit card to register for PWS and CI groundfish fisheries. Anyone intending to fish in federal waters further than 3 nautical miles from shore should contact the National Marine Fisheries Service for information prior to fishing. You'll find details and information on the story on our website at radiokenai.com. Kenai Peninsula volunteers are celebrating the collection of gift-filled shoeboxes through involvement with Operation Christmas Child, a project of Samaritan's Purse. Worldwide, thousands of volunteers are contributing shoeboxes filled with fun toys, school supplies, and hygiene items through Operation Christmas Child. The Global Christmas Project will deliver these gifts to children in need. The deadline for drop-off locations has closed. However, the opportunity still exists to share a gift-filled shoebox online. Shoeboxes built online go to some of the hardest-to-reach areas in the world. Those who prefer the convenience of online shopping can browse SamaritanPurse.org/buildonline to select gifts matched to the child's specific age and gender, then finish packing the virtual shoebox by adding a photo and personal note of encouragement. For more information on how to participate in Operation Christmas Child, visit SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. You'll find a link at RadioKenai.com. Operation Christmas Child, a project of Samaritan's Purse, seeks to demonstrate God's love in a tangible way to children in need around the world and together with the local church worldwide to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Since 1993, Operation Christmas Child has collected and delivered more than 198 million gift-filled shoeboxes to children in more than 170 countries and territories. This year, Operation Christmas Child will collect its 200 millionth shoebox. Parent organization Samaritan's Purse has a local presence in Alaska through the Samaritan Lodge, opened in 2012, built in Port Ellsworth, Alaska, in the Lake Clark National Park and Preserve. The Samaritan Lodge sits on 5 acres of lakefront property and includes 25 buildings, including cabins and a full-service community hall. The grand opening was held in the summer of 2012. For more information on the Samaritan Lodge and related services, visit the story at our website at RyuKenai.com. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. During the holidays, we go everywhere from shopping to going to parties to visit friends and family, but most of us will be out and about. So will the Alaska State Troopers. Alaska State Troopers are conducting increased traffic enforcement to help keep Alaskans safe and catch impaired drivers. These increased patrols are being conducted now through January 1st of 2023. During this time, additional troopers are patrolling highways and roads around the state looking for impaired and unsafe drivers. If you're planning on partaking alcohol, marijuana, or any other impairing substances this holiday season, remember to have a designated driver or call a cab or Uber or plan on staying the night. And you'll find more at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.